This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell do you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it.
Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clinic big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh,
woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio. Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me, attention, people of Earth.
Stop lying.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello, please.
Good evening, blah.
Hello.
Shut up.
It's the Ham Radio Show live.
That's right.
Hello, everybody. Live part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. I am. 718-577-1389. That number again is 718-577-1389. Operators are sitting by because they're me. I literally don't screen your phone calls. You want to call us and tell us that Danny's an asshole and Billy's a great dad, but he sucks in bed. Giggles. No. There should have been a bell there, but I hit it too hard. Anywho, whatever you want to do, it does not matter. The phone lines are open, 718-577-1389. Plus, of course, Facebook Live has my beautiful face gracing the place right there. on Facebook Live. Billy even in the shot. Look at him. He's like a piece of driftwood with a ponytail. And, of course, the biggest dick in the room. And by that, we mean Danny. And, of course, Joe, who's old and behind us. Joe, say hi. Wait, Joe. Are you off mic, Joe?
No, he's grabbing
me. I'm trying to wave. Yes. You keep me in the back here, well, so nobody can see
me. In this shot, you can be like the mystery hand, if you want to.
Yeah, it could be.
A mystery hand.
Like mystery hand.
Yeah, there it is.
No, like Cousin It. Like, not Cousin It. What was it?
Yeah.
What was it? No.
Bing.
Bing. Bing was the Addams Family.
That's right.
Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
The answer is, who is Thing?
Who is Thing, Alex? For 400.
I don't know why Joe sits back there. It's a perfectly good seat.
Yeah, cool. Well, now he doesn't have to do anything because legitimately Danny has handled our TV situation.
Yes, I'm doing a very good.
And the ham cam is fully operational on Facebook Live.
Yes, we do.
Billy, by the way, missing our, the ham radio special we did, the SPF Sausage Party Friday. That was, has been getting nothing but rave reviews. You can go download it and listen to it at your own leisure.
But when you say it's live, it's not really live.
It's live in your heart. In your heart. Don't take it away from the people, Billy. Don't just be smug and arrogant and rip the live from their soul. We are live now. We were live then. It was a sausage party. It was on a Friday. So it was the ham radio SPF Sausage Party Friday. And it was a renowning success, William. Renowning. And you were not here.
Yep.
And you were missed.
I missed the party.
You were replaced by two funnier people.
Yes.
That's good.
Two funny Jews.
They were funny.
They were really good.
They were good.
But that's the dynamic and the of this show.
That's right.
That I honestly think why we will succeed one day and end up at a Sirius XM. And we will do that because I think our show, we are not like young dudes just trying to be young and hip and use buzzwords and blah, blah, blah. We have lasers. Beep, 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 boom. Let's talk about everything on the internet. No, we cross all demographics, all lines, every race, creed, color, gender. We don't give a fuck. Like, think about it. We sat here.
No, we didn't.
Okay, Billy didn't.
See?
Everybody but Billy.
That's right.
The AKA Everyone with Billy show on the SPF Sausage Party Friday.
Yeah.
We all sat here.
Yeah, we did.
And held our own with two technical strangers. Not strangers to the program. They know of the show. One being the husband of someone very close and near and dear to the show.
Ooh, yeah.
And then the other being Jerry. Yeah. And we held our own.
Can you figure it out?
On the program. I think we did everything great.
Is Jerry calling in tonight?
I have no clue. Okay. Black Ashley is in there. Black Hammy is in there. Oh. We should just call him Black Hammy. I do enjoy that better. Black Hammy in there. Joe is, of course, monitoring the Facebook Live situation.
Again?
Lenore!
I like to talk to the women.
Can talk. Lenore's a woman.
Yes,
Lenore is a big-breasted woman. You should talk to her and say, don't ask her for naked pictures. She's not going to do that. But she's a nice, curvy, because I asked her for years while working with her.
Yeah, well,
that's why.
If I asked the motorboat those things all the time, and I was told no.
I don't want to touch them.
I want to stare at you and jerk off. Is that wrong?
Yeah.
Does that always get the ladies going, Joe?
It does for me.
I can't say it doesn't work for me. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Women
that, I have gotten a lot of chicks that way.
Yeah, women love to be adored.
They should be.
Yeah, and they should be. They should be put up on pedestals. And they should be adored.
Billy adores his fiance. Yeah. I keep saying girlfriend. Your fiance.
It's
he's going to the fucking botanical gardens.
Yeah, he's
going to
give her flowers.
This motherfucker's going to look at flowers
because
he loves his woman. He wants to adore his woman and be super stepdad
according to
the children.
According to his woman, Billy is good at ripping the life from one soul.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Is that true?
It's I believe he's a life force vampire.
Yes, come die with me.
Where does he suck on, babe? Would you like to go into full graphic
detail?
Well,
there you go.
The only show in America that asks another man's fiance, what part does he put his mouth on?
Yeah.
Let's figure that out. Speaking of putting one's mouth on things, our Spank Bang Girl of the Week this week is by far.
Oh.
Danny found some of the cream of the crop. Yeah, and for the pictorial later.
And then you made cream.
And I made cream. I made cream of the crop before I left the house today.
Yeah, that's why I stopped touching the computer.
She's very naked. She's very naked.
She's not only is she very naked, but she was. I watched an outstanding porn with her today, and I don't even know.
Did
if
it have a story?
No. Well, that yeah. No. Had a story.
Okay.
Had a story. Didn't have. Like talking in it though. It was very, it wasn't like a silent movie. Like they didn't come out, you know, didn't come out like Charlie Chaplin with his cock out. No, it was
like Castaway. They were on an island.
No, no, they're in a hotel room
by yourself.
And of course it's like the stepson or the whatever. And it's the stepmom and the stepson. They got to share a bed.
Okay.
Okay. What could go wrong?
Okay.
So they got to share one bed. She goes to take a shower. He gives her clothes to slip into because of course she's in like,
she
you know,
forgot
like tight
to take
jeans.
The clothes with her?
Yeah. Well, no, they weren't really going to, they kind of got stuck.
No, no, but
at the hotel, so they didn't have a plan, William.
No, but while she went to take a shower, she didn't go, oh, I
excuse
might
me,
need
excuse
my
me, Scorsese.
On the way in.
Stop nitpicking the porn for a second. I'm trying to describe the porn. Let me explain.
I'm surprised you made it that far.
I like the plot, dude. Let me, look. I know my body.
Yeah.
If I watch a movie, William, and I jerk frantically, of course I'm gonna come quick. If I just fucking, you know, dabble with the cock, if I just flap it around a little bit, I'm fine.
3 or 4 minutes looking for it?
Probably.
Yeah.
It's there. I can see it. If I have a mirror, I can see it. It's there. When I'm hard, I have an average cock. We've discussed this already. You're getting me off the beaten path. Let me get back to the beaten path.
Well, Chin Chin, do carry on with your mud pie.
Here's a new thing. Don't talk over
the
sound effects.
Yeah, I know. I'm tired of listening to you jerk off stories over here.
I don't give a shit. Danny, my show. Don't like it. Get the fuck out.
All right.
Go ahead. Bye. Danny's leaving. Go ahead. Have fun.
I'll leave.
Your ride is sitting here doing the show because he's more professional. You want to go outside, you don't like the format of the program, go outside and smoke.
I love the
I'm
format.
Telling a story.
I don't like to hear you about jerking
I
up.
Don't give a shit what you like. We don't like that. You don't do shit for the whole show. You sit there with your arms crossed. What do you do for the show except drink coffee?
I drink coffee.
And what do you do? So explain it. No, because now we're going to change the subject. Now it's going to be about Danny and what he does for the show.
He's a technical guy.
Yeah, and the technical guy does not have any equipment. Billy does all the sound effects now. Danny sits there with his arms folded. Yes, you do.
No, you make sound effects.
I make sound effects with my mouth. Yeah. No, that's Joe.
Yeah, that too.
Joe makes the breathing. I don't do that.
I got Chewbacca.
But I'm just saying. Thank you.
Chewbacca.
I'm just saying, before you run amok, let me tell my stories. And you don't like.
You have amok?
I'm going to run amok. Okay. But Danny doesn't do anything. Look at him. He's sitting there right now.
I'm sitting there.
With his arms crossed. Sometimes he's on his phone.
Off.
Because I'm telling a story. I'm not talking about. The first of all, I was telling this story about the pool.
It's not that I don't like.
Scorsese over here wanted me to fucking. He started talking about like, I can't believe you got that far in the fucking porno. I'm trying to explain the porn, not the fucking me jerking off.
I can talk about constipation
you want to talk about Joe's ass or me telling about the movie?
No, that's something else we talk about every other day.
Well, bring something new to the table, Mr.
Get
Arms Crossed.
Get the stiff out of here.
Drinking your coffee.
No, he likes when we talk about the size of his dick.
He loves that.
He loves that.
What do you want? Everybody stop.
Yeah.
What does Danny want to talk
about
on the
about
show?
The chick in bed with the stepson without you taking your pants off.
I was getting to that.
Can you leave the part where
I
you
was
take
getting
your pants
to
off?
That. Tell your friend over here, fucking, you know, with the ponytail, that stop interrupting and telling me that I was going to come quick when I was telling the story. Can
stop
I finish the story?
Mentioning fucking him with his pants off, please.
So, Billy.
How many times a day do you do it?
Well, jerk off?
This is probably
Danny
the
wants to know. Let's
had.
Make a fucking flow chart for Danny.
Yeah.
Danny, you're this close to not going to the ranch. I would say if it's nowadays, I do it less because now it's I have no fucking time. I'm in the fall. I'm either at work, picking up my nieces, you know, or sleeping. That's it.
Since when has that ever stopped you before?
I can't jerk off in front of my nieces. People fucking too many questions.
Yeah.
What is that? Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
Uncle Eddie again? Yeah. Stop it. And the neighbors don't like it. Yeah, it's not good. Just saying. Throwing it out there as a thing.
People have no, you know.
No one has couth anymore. Yeah. Just let a guy jerk. Yeah. The fuck? Why do you have to make comments?
No, really, when you think about it, it's such a natural process. I mean, you know, to
what up, Marcus?
Pleasure yourself. You know, it's such a natural process. And it's so, like, you know, taboo, if you know what I mean.
Well, Danny thinks it's taboo. He doesn't want us talking about it.
No,
well,
I don't want you to talk about yours. I'm still waiting for you to get back to your fucking stepmom.
I'm trying. There's too many interruptions. I got Billy still interrupting and Joe interrupting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And can I get back to the story now?
No.
Wait, okay. There's a point to this?
There was a point. I was telling you how great our Spank Bank Girl of the Week is, even though it's, you know, had the word Spank Bank, and Danny's going to get a little offended. The Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Raven Hart, H-A-R-T, Raven Hart. So the whole movie, they don't talk. They pretend they're sleeping in the bed. And of course, he starts rubbing up on the stepmom.
Ooh.
And it's fucking hot. The, you know, the stuff that Danny didn't do in the bed of Dr. Deb.
Oh,
that we told him to do.
Accidental sex.
Yeah, the accidental. No, like accidental. He knew exactly what the fuck he was doing.
He
was pretending to be asleep.
That's what I mean. It's accidental.
And he started rubbing up on the, chick. Mm-hmm. And then, so he rubs the stepmom's ass, and then he starts rubbing her titties,
yeah.
And then she starts fucking reaching over like she's sleeping, but she's not really sleeping. All eyes shut. It's like porn for the blind. They're just reaching around, you know, just being all flumsy and fucking blah, 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 and touching things. So now she's jerking him off over his pants. Then, but still, no words. No, like, fuck me. None of that. Like, it had none of that in it.
Short,
and then they just.
To the point, the way it should be.
But that's what I'm. But
I don't
want
to know why the pizza guy
is
there.
No, see, this is why we're not that fucking good friends. Because you don't understand the nuance of what porn is supposed
true,
to be.
Yeah.
Porn is not supposed to be where you take your dick out and you go, and you finish.
Yeah.
That is not, it's supposed to be an escape. It's a fantasy.
That's right.
It's supposed to be that you watch it and you go, ooh, this is good. I like this movie. Look at this lady.
I sure wish that was happening to me.
Yes. Why is there no fat guys with medium-sized cocks in his movie?
Come.
Why? Why does that happen? So then...
I don't need to know the backstory.
Hey, Maria, what's going on? She's saying hi to Billy, but Billy's not paying attention. On the big screen there.
Oh, yeah. That's what's her name.
Oh, yes, that's what's her name.
What's her name.
Yes.
That's what's her name.
We won't say where we know what's her name from.
Right.
Yeah, really, her fucking little icon on the in the chat room doesn't give
it
away, boys.
Lardass.
Jesus
that's
Christ.
That's correct.
Anywho.
Okay.
I bet you Maria knows about porn. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And I bet you she's not fucking as stuck up as Danny about it. I don't need a fucking story.
I don't need a story. I just want to watch them fuck.
You gotta have a story. Joe, can you help me out here? Story.
Yeah, I honestly,
story
I
is agree, needed.
Billy likes the one with the horses in it.
Yeah.
What up, Sarah the Lesbian? Sarah the Lesbian.
Gallop.
Sarah the Lesbian, do you like fucking porn with a story or no story?
It's gotta have a story.
It's gotta have a story.
It's gotta have a story.
Because if you go right into the fucking, it's not good. Because not everybody looks good fucking, Danny.
It's about the seduction.
You go right into the fucking, it's not good.
Seduction, yeah.
There's no, yeah, I want the stepmom. First of all, because I love...
Shove it up your ass and snap it off.
See, that's at least they're using their words.
Somebody rang the bell.
Use your words. Talk dirty. Tell me what you're going to do to my asshole.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you're going to do.
Okay.
Yeah, see, thank you. Even Nick. Nick.
Right.
Nick, Danny, Nick, who
yeah.
fucking, he has nothing in his life.
Yeah.
The poor guy, he has
Nick
some
is
girl
saying,
out today in Canada, up in Toronto, when she climbed to the top of a fucking crane and she was going to get jumped, she was going to jump off. They had to go rescue her.
This is why we don't let him ad-lib.
This is Nick did this?
Yeah.
Nick did this?
Oh.
And here's Billy with the, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about news.
Yeah. Nick, clue us in on what happened.
Nick, by the way, needs to shave his head. And I've learned that. It's a Ham Rodeo. Who's this?
Yo,
it's the black sexual chocolate bisexual motherfucker who just woke up March.
That's a long title, Marcus. Just, Jesus.
Your name's getting bigger and bigger every day.
Really? Yeah.
No, because I just woke up, actually. And I was like, oh, shit, Ham's on. I got to watch it.
Oh, shit, Ham's on. I got to watch.
Yes.
I love that.
So tell us, Marcus, do you like a story with your porn?
Yes, do you like a nice story with your porn? Even though you're bisexual, do you like a nice bisexual story with your porn?
Not really.
Thank you, Marcus. Do you really care why the plumber is coming over the house?
Let the man finish.
I've come to fix the scene.
Not really, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I think there's like a small percentage of porn stars that I consider actual actors, like really good actors and actresses and whatever that are good enough for it. Like, let's face it. People
who are in porn
can't act.
Yeah, but it's not the acting per se.
Yeah,
it's the situation.
It's the scenario
per se.
But you know what? Then you know what? I can kind of see what you're talking about because. All right. So there are two things I'm going to confess to you tonight. Okay.
Uh oh.
That I don't tell anybody about.
This is Marcus. Who has told us he went to a theater and got jerked off by a stranger.
Yeah.
So if he's about to unveil a secret, this is going to be good.
It's us.
A couple of them.
Oh, a couple of them.
Yes.
He's not black. First secret.
Not even supposed to be here today.
Yeah. Thank you, Don.
So one of the kind of porns that I like to watch comes from... this chick by the name of Stacy Starr.
Stacy Starr, somebody Google it. I need to know about Stacy Starr. How do you spell her name?
S-T-A-C-I-E. Star with two R's.
Okay. Is she a chunky broad?
Fairly.
Fairly chunky. So you like them chubby, which is good.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. Porn star page, Stacy Starr. Give me some images, Danny. I don't even need to... Let me see.
Yeah, follow
her.
Even
I like that chick a lot.
She's got some big titties.
Yeah.
You know,
and a damn good ass on her.
Oh, wait. Is this the fucking... Hold on. Is this the chick that's always funny in the pornos?
Kinda.
Where is she?
Wait, we like funny.
Wait, go... Hold on, Danny. Type in porn star Stacy Starr there now. Or Stacy Starr porn star, whatever. Because that chick... I don't think that chick's a porn star. The one in the red. There we go.
Apparently,
yes! She's
a legendary.
Yes, I know
fetish.
Exactly who the
she's
fuck
got some
this
nice
chick.
Fun bag.
Oh yeah,
this is the chick who. No. You could get to her fucking bio in a second. I'm throwing in one little fucking tidbit.
Is that Amy?
Billy throws up his hands like he can't do nothing.
That's not Amy Schumer.
No, that's not Amy Schumer. I'm throwing up a tidbit here.
Oh no.
This is the chick that's always funny in the pornos. Like she plays. She like always has fucking dialogue for days.
Yeah.
Right. Marcus?
Yeah, but the reason I really like her is because I think she does really good taboo movies, taboo flicks, you know what I mean?
Yeah, she does she actually plays the regular mom, not the stepmom, blowing her son.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a few, like, no videos where it's when there's someone playing with that. Like, I think she's the best at it because she's so fucking hot and, like, I could, there are times that I'm not watching porn and I can jerk off and I can see myself slipping into her room and fucking the shit out of her. Okay. Like, just slipping my hand into her twat just to get a taste of the shit.
Such dirty talk, Marcus.
I'm telling you, Marcus.
Slipping your hand into her twat.
Where have you been, Marcus?
Please, Marcus. We say Vajinga.
Yeah, but don't stop.
You gotta realize the kind of person I am. That's something like I am a very. Hold on.
I think Joe wants to ask Marcus out on a date.
Yeah.
Billy,
what do you got on Stacy Starr there?
Oh, basically, she's a legendary fetish and hardcore MILF.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
so,
that's what we're thinking.
Yeah.
Bing, and that's everything he just described.
Yeah, see?
I'd like to see movie stars make porn, you know? I'd like to see Meryl Streep take it up the ass, you know? Like Meryl Streep.
I'll talk to the Oscars and see what we can do.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, wait, hold on. We got a second thing that before we go to break, Marcus had a second secret he wanted to let out. It's a revelation today.
Let's go, baby.
All right.
Because that one was
another kind of porn that I watched. Again, I haven't told anybody this.
Oh, God.
And it's funny that you brought up porn with the story.
Anybody want to vote? Is he a pedophile?
I don't know.
No.
Damn it.
No.
Could have made fucking $5.
So I don't know if you guys ever heard this kind of porn website. It's called Ghetto Gaggers.
Ghetto Daggers?
Gaggers.
Yeah.
Oh, Gaggers?
Is something new?
If you haven't, remind me, Eddie, I'll shoot you a video.
Oh, yeah, please do. What the fuck?
Wait, wait, you're going to shoot him a video, or are you going to send him a video from that site?
No, I'm going to send him a video from Eddie doesn't want to see me jerk off. It's disgusting. It's foul.
I'll watch it. Watch
no,
it.
You won't.
I'm sorry, did I say that out loud again? Did I use my outdoor voice? Oh, so it's a black chick getting taking a big cock in her mouth?
It's a black chick getting wrecked while taking a cock in her mouth.
Okay, extreme interracial face fucking is what comes up.
Yeah.
Billy, enough about you and giggles. We're trying to fucking find out what he's talking about. Yeah.
Apparently it looks like that.
Watch the water.
Yeah,
it looks like that.
And then you have these dudes who are like complete fucking assholes, right? And they're face fucking the shit out of her so much so that snot is coming out of her nose. She's puking on this dude's cock.
Are you in it?
At the end of the whole thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll take the chick's puke that they catch into like a dog tray, right? And then they'll throw it on her, and then pour the shit all over her.
Why am I half erect?
Well, isn't that lovely? There's stuff like that.
There it is.
Danny
has the picture of them dumping the thing right there. Look, there's the dog bowl. Oh, it's an orange dog bowl that they dump it. What's that one named? So I'm gonna watch it later. Petite Ashanti Miller throat something.
One of my favorite ones came from this new porn star named Kitty Catherine. Yeah. Kitty Catherine.
Catherine.
Oh, Catherine.
With a C or a K?
Yeah.
Take the cock out of your mouth! God damn it.
Like every time I beat off, I feel like a twinge of guilt because. It takes me to like a really really like dark place every time I beat off to it.
Do you watch dudes jerk off? Because you're bisexual. Do you flip around and go, oh look that nice cock? Like does that happen?
It depends on what cock you're talking about.
Oh yeah, I didn't know you were a picky size queen. Sorry.
No, I'm not picky.
I know, you let a random stranger jerk you up at a movie theater. I know you're not
well,
picky.
I'm okay.
Oh, that's not as far as my escapades went. Like,
dude, he did the black guy handshake on your cock.
No, I've had a threesome before.
With dudes?
Yeah, with two of them.
Did you have the devil's three-way with two dudes and a chick?
Ooh.
No. It was a threesome with just three dudes, and...
That's not a three, that's a lemon party. Three, what are you talking about?
three dudes that were like bigger than me. Mm. And it was a little bit boring. It was really boring. Like I really wanted to have a threesome before. I didn't care like who was really in it. But it was just it wasn't as cracked up as I thought it was.
When is three? Because it's an odd number. Now, does one dude fuck the other guy in the ass, and the other guy fuck somebody else in the ass, and then one guy misses out on ass?
Yeah, I totally.
You do a daisy chain.
I thought about going in for his ass, but I mean, I don't know what stopped me, but the other guy, he totally went in there. Like it was the first time two dudes fucking in front of me.
Oh. Enough about fucking Joe's bachelor party.
Really? Enough about Joe's basement.
So wait, if chicks do it, it's a daisy chain, Billy. But if men do it, it's a I'm going to come up with a new name, a thorny rope.
Maybe
that's what I like. A thorny,
thorny
rope.
Rose.
A rose rope.
One thing. It really depends on who's
flexible.
Doing the porn. If the story is good. It depends on who.
See, this is what happens when Danny doesn't allow me to talk about my jerking off. Then we got to hear about you fucking a dude in the ass. This is what happens. This is the show.
Fuck someone in the ass?
Did you fuck?
I want to hear that story.
Did they fuck you in the ass, or you fuck them in the ass?
Did you pitch or did you catch?
Did anybody stick anything in your butthole?
Oh, no.
No. Did you stick something in their buttholes?
No.
Did they blow you?
I'm interested in seeing what it's like to stick something up another guy's ass. But me catching those, I can't. I don't see myself doing it.
On that note.
Now batting.
Now batting number two. Marcus, bisexual Marcus, number two. All right, Mark, I got to take a break. God bless you, Joseph.
Thank you, sir.
To you and your friends and family.
Yeah.
And I hope that your asshole gets a lot of play, my friend.
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. All right. You got to take it easy.
All right, later. Bisexual Marcus, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm telling you.
Hey, he has the life. That dude is like, he's got some. I don't have a three-way story. The closest thing I have is my girlfriend jerking me off in front of the other girl on the bed. Well, she slept. That was it.
That's pretty close, Eddie.
Yeah, and he doesn't like stories.
Fuck Marcus. He takes a cock. What the fuck are you going to do? 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Let's take a break.
Let's regroup.
Let's stop jerking off for Danny's sake.
Come on.
And we'll be right back after these words.
Danny doesn't like porn.
No.
Gag on it.
Yeah.
This is Ham Radio.
Gentlemen,
Uncle Eddie.
He may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. ondemandsalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi, I'm Paul Schaefer.
and you're listening to Ham Radio.
Heartbreaker. Yeah! Got a foxy lady later on the show, by the way.
And you know you're a sweet little lovemaker.
It's the Ham Radio Show live on, of course, the one and only UncleTheRadioNetwork.com. Yeah, baby. Do you know her? 718-577-1389. Come on.
Foxy lady.
Speaking of foxy lady, Spank Bang Girl of the Week, Raven Hart, later on in the program. Don't tell Danny, but I jerked off to her today.
No.
Yep, I did. I swear to God.
Never.
To answer, by the way, a little Q&A of the day without the hype and without the music. Do you watch porn for the story or no story? Russ King, without the story, just watch the previews on X Hamster and be done. There's no fun in that. Sarah, our favorite lesbian, Sarah the Lesbian, said that the storylines make it corny. So there goes to Danny.
Thank you.
All right. But my arm is going down the list, by the way. We are on Facebook Live as well. On my page, you can check us out live and direct. We're here. Joe's queer. And we're not going anywhere. That's what happens.
I like only ladies.
I like the lady.
I like all ladies. I like a big and tall, that small.
He loves them all.
I love them all.
Everything in between.
Everything in between.
Well, speaking, by the way, of love.
I even like stupid ladies.
Did you see me trying to go do a segue, Joe? Speaking of love, I'll do it over. Coming to get you. Aaron Hernandez seems to be all over the news lately.
Again?
Well, not only did he, you know, kill himself, that's a given. If you've been living under a rock, you know that happened.
Coming back.
Aaron Hernandez seems to have had a prison lover.
Right.
A dude that was his lover.
Oh.
Allegedly. I mean, let's hit the alleged bell.
Strange just a guy, alleged.
Well, I mean, when you're in jail and you need you need a hole.
Yeah, you get a pass for that. You really do.
Oh, you do?
Do you?
Oh, yeah, you get a
Says
pass.
Who?
Joe has given Aaron Hernandez a pass.
Now, hold on a second there, Joe. There's also reports, alleged reports, that the reason he killed the first guy was because the first guy knew about his escapades while in high school with somebody else.
Escapades will have a good time.
I don't know why he would kill a guy over something like that. I mean,
if you're in the culture that Aaron Hernandez is in,
I guess,
and you got to be a tough guy 24/7. Like Marcus to me has giant balls. He tells the story all the time. You know what I mean? Like, he's open and honest, but a guy like Aaron Hernandez, I mean, Billy, I'm sure, will tell you, is not really open and honest.
Yes, you're right.
You still haven't had, like, that big football star flat out say. You have, what's his name? Shit, you think he plays in San Diego still? The fucking little linebacker.
The little gay dude?
The linebacker.
The homosexual, William? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, the guy who came out. He played something. Wasn't him.
The guy that kissed his boyfriend on ESPN?
Yeah. Right. But he's not a huge, over-the-top, you know, big star.
No.
Hernandez was a big, giant star. He was making money.
$20 million contract, right?
You know, winning Super Bowls, you know, all of that. Sure. Well, I don't know. Did they win with him? I don't even remember.
I believe he went to the White House.
At least
the first
one.
Time, yeah, at least.
But, you know, that comes out of so many people are going to flip and get angry and this, that. Plus, he has the quote-unquote gang affiliations.
Yeah, he's a big tough guy who shouldn't be taking it in the ass or giving it in the ass. That's what they say.
Michael Sam.
Michael Sam is the
that
gay guy.
Was
yes,
who I was thinking. Yes, of. Correct.
Yeah, you may. The Man other one was Taya was the one with the imaginary girlfriend.
Right, same thing.
The one that was getting catfished. You know, I mean, it's a little different than the gay dude. Marcus, by the way, said the threesome sucked, though. He just wanted to keep bringing it up.
Oh, I can imagine.
Like, when he had the thorny rope, yeah, which is like the male equivalent to the daisy chain. I'd like to hear Sarah the lesbian have a fucking daisy chain. That's what I want to
there you go. Now you're talking.
God damn, she sent me a picture today. And Danny, don't tell Danny. I almost jerked off.
You have a picture?
Yeah. Well, not a sexy picture. Just a picture of the Facha Bella face that she has. Aaron Hernandez, once again, asked prison authority to let, this is, by the way, obviously before he hung himself.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, he's asked now, which is weird, to let him shag up with his alleged jailhouse lover in his cell, according to a report that just came out on Tuesday. But officials turned down the former NFL star's request to share his two-person cell at a maximum security Sawauza Bernowski Correction Center with a 22-year-old Kyle Kennedy.
Ooh.
Okay.
Kennedy!
22.
Kennedy! Yeah. Aaron Hernandez had requested the prison this is from his lawyer. Aaron Hernandez had requested to the prison that my client, Kyle Kennedy, be his cellmate, Lawrence Army Jr., managing partner of the Boston law firm Army and Roosh, told the Daily Mail. Kennedy, who was once one of three people for whom Hernandez left a letter before hanging himself in his cell last week, by the way. So there was a letter for his wife, the child, and this guy, Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Kennedy!
And some Bible stuff.
Yeah, well, he scrolled 316 on his face in blood or something.
Really?
Yeah.
What does 316 mean? Is that the
kind of... It means Austin 316 says, I just whooped your ass. No, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's John, whatever John 316 means. Everyone goes to John 316. Mm-hmm. No one ever brings up John 317. No one gives a fuck.
That's not the important part.
They don't give a shit.
Maybe it's about gays or something.
Could be.
No.
Though I walked through the valley of the shadow of somebody's cock. Okay. Then Marcus came along and had three ways with two other cocks. Kennedy, who was one of the three people whom Hernandez left a letter before hanging himself last week, wasn't opposed to moving in with the ex-football star, Army said, adding, if he was going to be with someone else, why not Aaron Hernandez? Hernandez's cellmate, which he made last September, was initially approved, but the prison superintendent ultimately decided the former New England Patriot tight end, shouldn't share the cell with another inmate. You know, man, because you're in jail.
Right.
Maybe you shouldn't be just having sex whenever you want.
You're not supposed to have maybe you the conjugal just, visits.
Maybe you shouldn't just like be that. Able to just get blown. I'm just saying, you know.
Right.
John, I'm saying, you're in jail.
John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that
Wait, Danny, hold on. Start over. Wait. Go ahead, Danny.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, goddamn Ed got in the way, that whatever believes
wait a minute,
in him,
that's in the Bible verse?
they planned ahead.
What the fuck?
Boy, I tell you, they're selling soap. Huh?
For God so loved the world he gave his one and only son, that
bye, Tostitos!
that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
His begotten son.
I begotten this motherfucker.
How do you begot it?
You begot it. You start to forget, but then you begot.
Oh. And then you end up at the Borgata.
And well, then you beget.
When they begin the
and then you make a bet. Man. It's what we do.
Okay.
And lose.
Marcus, if he was still in the patch, they would shun him, shun his ass for buff fucking dudes. Absolutely. Being gay, or at least, look, see, this is the difference between our show and other shows. We don't give a fuck that Marcus is bisexual.
No, we don't.
We don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. I think he has some of the best stories ever.
We like
had
him
a
more.
Stranger jerk him off in a movie theater. Had a three-way with two other. I think these are great. These are stories that you share over the table at Thanksgiving.
It keeps them busy.
Pass the turkey. By the way, let me tell you about my fucking daisy chain with Cox.
Absolutely.
That's what
it's
I need
the
to
gift
do.
That keeps on giving, Clark.
Yeah.
So when you have a guy that was
led
living
him into the real devotion.
Yeah, that lives. He's living a lie. Aaron Hernandez, obviously, in this situation, if this is fact, Or it could be, like our president says, fake news. But it seems to be all the players, especially Kennedy, is agreeing with everything. The lawyer is agreeing with it. There's got to be a reason. By the way, he also gave him a letter, which, by the way, I don't think he got the letter. I think the family has all the letters because he have the property. So this guy doesn't even know what he wrote him. As far as I can see, he doesn't have the actual letter that Hernandez wrote him,
which
could have been like, Dear Snooky Wolf.
Congratulations,
Wilkins.
Skippy. You've got mail.
Exactly.
How do I love thee? Yes. Let me count the ways.
I just love the way your cock tastes.
He wrote it on the scrotum.
Yes.
Ouch.
I was wondering.
Thanks for teaching me how to tie knots in my bed sheets.
Yeah. Yes. Remember when you choked me that one time?
Yeah.
I topped you this time.
It was so cool.
Yes. But I don't know. To me, I always, that's why I do feel bad. That's why I don't give a fuck. Because if you're living a life that obviously obviously if this is true, he liked the cock. I don't think it's just because he's in a situation. What? Joe thinks that just because he's in jail, that he gets a pass, that he's not a... If you take a cock in the ass, you're gay. Or if you put a cock in the ass, you're gay.
Well, you're not allowed to kiss.
Well, who said they didn't?
No, you don't kiss when you're in jail. You can
kiss and tell, boys.
Yeah. And truthfully, you're not even supposed to catch. You're supposed to pitch. You can pitch. It's
but
okay.
Somebody's got to catch.
No, that's the guys who... that like.
Obviously, Joe been to jail.
Yeah, how's jail been, Joe?
It was okay.
The guy that fucked me in the ass was a dick.
So if you're in jail, right, Joe? Hear me out. Yeah. If you're in jail,
is a Joe theory.
You can't catch. Yeah. You can pitch.
Yes.
So if two guys are pitching,
they just then fucking
who the
bump
fuck
into each other.
Catching?
No,
the guard.
No, you have to find the catcher. And there are
but you just
catchers.
Said you can't catch.
No.
So who the fuck is
somebody's
catching?
Somebody's got to catch.
Is Mike Piazza catching?
Well,
if you ask around.
That was a rumor.
I'll put it this way, Dan. If you went to jail, you'd be a catcher.
Dan's a twink. Oh, they would fuck him left and right.
You wouldn't want to be a catcher, but you would be a catcher.
Dude, they would Ford. You could not. You would, could not. You
they would bend you over in
what?
The laundry room.
Double wait, standard.
I speak Joe. Let me explain. Yeah. I speak Joe.
Yeah.
All right? I've been hitting the head a couple times.
They don't ask.
They don't ask. They just do. Is what he's saying.
You'd have to be an Aryan Nation racist.
Yeah, like a guy like Aaron Hernandez. He gets a choice.
So why can't he just say that?
You don't get a choice.
Why doesn't he just say that in his statement so I can understand what the fuck he's talking about?
Because it's Joe. You don't speak Joe? You don't understand?
Well, I understand what he's saying.
Danny's very grumpy today, I'm noticing.
Yeah, he is.
He needs to get fucked in the ass.
He's attacking everybody. He's even attacking me, and I always...
Because you didn't make sense. You said, if you're in jail, you cannot...
You're
catch.
Not supposed to. Yeah, he's saying right. that a guy that's big and burly, like a me...
You get a
or
pass
a Billy.
Because you can give it to somebody.
Like when Billy fucks a dude in the ass.
You can't take it from the person.
No one's fucking Billy in the ass.
Yeah.
Billy fucks dudes in the ass.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
That I understand.
That's prison rules.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Or
he goes out into
the
yard.
So what? That's what those weird noises were the other night, Bill, huh?
Billy, I was moving furniture. Billy goes.
Again.
Billy goes out to the yard, scopes his prey, and then says, that guy over there, Danny, he's skinny. Yeah. He's got a woman's ass.
Yes.
Well, guess what? Danny, your face is smushed up against a fucking rec pillow in the rec room. And then one day, what, Letterman? And then one day, you're getting a pounding in the butthole.
Sure.
Haven't you ever watched Oz?
If I clean the garage, will you take me to wrestling?
Exactly. Did you ever watch Oz? When one of the greatest, very authentic prison rapes, when Schillinger, when the rest of the white Aryan nation fuck the little Guinea guy, the mob guy's son,
right,
gets fucked in the air. They put like grease machine oil from the machinery,
cloth.
Whatever the fuck it is, but like goopy black. Disgusting fucking shit. Put it all over their cocks and they fucked the guy in the ass.
Oh, God.
And so he was fucked by multiple guys
in
the ass.
Tell
and
who.
They could, and they couldn't pull out. Like,
reamed.
Yeah, he got reamed. That happened. Then there was a time when, Schillinger fucked Beecher. That was the main story. Because Schillinger, by the way, Danny, I don't think you ever watched the show. Schillinger was a Nazi fuck.
Right.
And Beecher was a timid fuck who went in. And he like hit a girl. He was drunk. He was a drunk driver.
And
so
he
killed a bitch.
Or some shit.
Yeah. And he was like a lawyer or whatever. And he got changed in prison.
Right.
So he was a guy that was fucking catching. Okay? Because he had no choice. Yeah. Beecher was fucking saying, I'm going to fuck this dude in the ass.
Get locked my ass.
Exactly. And they unzipped his ass and they fucked him. Yeah. So that is like the exact scenario, except it, like Oz, there's always a comeuppance. Schillinger, Beecher holds down Schillinger with a barbell in the weight room and then undoes his pants and shits in his mouth.
Nice.
And I think that that was, that, if that's prison rules. That is the most life, life imitating art. If someone were to fuck you in prison and you didn't like it, Danny, you would shit in their mouth. That's what you would do.
That's not my shit.
Bill, apparently, I have to shit in Bill's mouth.
You would have to shit in Bill. In this scenario, in the prison scenario. Wow. Shut up, Billy. You got to fuck him in the ass. In the prison scenario, Billy is the alpha male. Danny is the twink.
Trying to figure out how the fuck I got to prison.
Well, because you look like a prisoner. If we had to, if somebody walked in this room and had to and went around and said, pick the guy who most likely looks like he went to jail, the Steven Seagal motherfucker behind me is gonna be you. It's gonna be definitely you.
Yeah.
Which one of us?
Hey.
With Danny's manicured hands and beautiful fucking skin, does he go to jail? No. Does the Mafia Don behind me go to jail? No.
He's not Teflon.
Yeah. Does the fat chubby fuck look like he did anything remotely badass in his life? You look like fucking Machete. Just a white version. You're going to jail, Bill. In this scenario.
I think he's right, Billy.
By the power of Christ, Skull.
You belong in jail.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Tell me, look, does Billy not look like he was by far?
Yeah.
Like a biker dude.
No, he definitely looks like a drug dealer.
Yeah, he looks like he fucking mule shit for the Columbians. That's what he looks like. Yeah. Just saying.
Give him a Holly and a leather jacket, boy. He's in.
Regina, by the way, throwing up the poop emoji every time that we shit in the throats.
No.
Marcus, Oz made me scared of jail, rape, and ass fucking, but yet you've done all three. Creepy, except for the jail part.
It may be rape.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I'm sure he raped. He is rape. He likes rape movies. Didn't we learn that?
He likes the choking aspect of it.
The ghetto gagging that we learned today. Sarah the Lesbian, Billy goes to jail. There's your porn story. There you go.
Voila.
God damn, I do love me some Sarah the Lesbian. She's
I'll
right. I'll tell you what. That would be a three-part miniseries, Billy goes to jail.
Oh, yeah.
The porn. Can you imagine?
Sounds like a children's book. Billy goes to jail.
Hi, kids. Billy goes to jail.
Followed by Ernest Goes to Camp and all those other movies, yeah.
Here on Freeform, Billy goes to jail. When do you want me to go to break?
Extraordinary things.
Now will be good.
Only happen will be good. Extraordinary people.
But we're in the middle of Billy going to jail. Bad boys. What you gonna do?
Yeah.
What you gonna do when they come for you?
When they come on you.
Ooh! Enough about me. Right, look. Enough about Aaron Hernandez. Come on, that's a low hanging fruit.
I'll tell you.
Wow, that's almost as good as, hey, I wonder if the Chinese people have sweet and sour 16s.
718-577-1389. When we come back, it will be thank you, that too. And the Spank Bank Girl of the Week, Raven Hart, will be on the show. All this plus we're gonna talk more about jerking off and gonna make Danny happy.
Yeah.
All this plus more. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words.
Drop the soap.
And now
break for 30 seconds.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hey, this is Cheech.
And this is Chong.
And you're listening to Ham Radio.
With Uncle Eddie, man.
Hey, you got to be real high to still be listening to this.
Crap.
Thanks, man.
He's right on with that, isn't he?
Really?
If you know the words, I want you to sing along. We got a couple minutes till the Spank Bang Girl. Come on. Sing along, people. If you know the words. Joe, give me a beat.
You think they get back together and go like on a world tour now? After now they're in the Hall of Fame and all of that.
Come on! Yeah,
if the money's right,
someday love will find you. Then those chains that bind you.
Do the egos go away?
Nah, the egos never go away.
Fuck. No, but the money cures the ego. You know, there's sometimes big money in it. And
wait, hold on. Let me bring down my.
Until you bring down the song.
Yeah, bring it down. Yeah. Goddamn fucking the. Oh yeah, it's just us now, guys. Facebook, calm down, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Well, God damn it, I can't bring the pot down fast enough for Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, what is that? What is that?
It wouldn't let us play the video on Facebook Live. It stopped us.
How come?
Because we were playing fucking that song.
Oh, really?
We can't have sing-along because Mark Zuckerberg is a cocksucker.
Fuck you, Mark.
Yeah, God damn it. 718-577-1389. Tell us how bad Mark Zuckerberg sucks.
It's just amazing.
It's amazing that he knew that.
Zuckerberg could give everybody in the United States $1 million. He's got billions.
Right.
Yeah,
not
we good?
Because
if I raise the pot, Mark Zuckerberg will shit himself.
Go ahead.
Holy Mary, Mother of Christ. Let's see if we just get the girl on the phone.
Come on,
let's see
Mark.
If we get Ravenheart. Okay. I guess we'll just have to dial and hear no music behind. Fuck you, Zuckerberg.
When did this happen?
I don't know. It's new. The Facebook Nazis.
Well, they have to check
the
everything.
Gestapo has went after us.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for the beautiful Ravenheart who I masturbated to today. Nice! First try, boys! First try!
Well, you've learned how to dial a phone.
Yeah. Woo!
Cool, man.
Now I'll zip up my pants.
Yeah,
woo!
Pick them up. It is kind of weird in here.
What happened?
It's a little weird in here. Pick up your pants.
I'm sorry. It's just... She gave me a boner the first time I saw her, and now I just can't stop getting boners. Ravenheart is on the phone. Play beautiful... By the way, I have to ask, are you new to porn or have you been around for a while?
I am a newbie.
Okay. Because it was really difficult to find the movies that I was, you know, jerking off to today. And it was hard to find them. I was like scouring the interwebs and the internets trying to find, stuff about you. And everything, the whole nine yards, and I found like a couple of movies. One Danny, I believe, has some of the stills, which are in the Spank Bang Girl of the Week pictorial, which you can get on the HamRadioShow.com. That beautiful pictorial is going to be up in a second or two. But yeah, you were a masseuse in that one.
That was from Brazzers, yes.
Okay. Which by far, and she's a very aggressive woman in the poor man couldn't get out of his hard hat and vest, when she puts him on the...
That was my very first movie, by the way.
Really?
Now, perfect example. Okay, now we're gonna ask you, because you're new to the business, but you've watched, obviously, porn for a while, right?
Correct.
Okay. Do you like porn with a story, or do you like porn that just goes right into the fucking?
I like it when it goes right into the fucking.
Thank you. A story is good only if it's done well,
which usually is not.
But see, you play such a good, fucking, like, housewife in the other movie where you squirted. You play such a good, what was her name? I think it's called Squirting Housewives, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Squirting Housewives 2, by the way. There was a first one. She's in the second one, just so you know. But she plays like, she's a good actress too. Like, she didn't fuck up her lines. If that was your first movie, the one where you're the masseuse, you did a pretty good goddamn job. Now see, I would like to see her, Raven, play like a stepmom, which she does in the other movie. Now, the other movie, the one we were talking about today, the one I did jerk off to today, was the one where you don't talk at all throughout the movie. And I don't know, that was ingenious. You talk like in the beginning. But it was like the most sexiest shit ever. You're in the bed with the stepson, and you both just start feeling on each other. That shit was hot. She's laughing her balls off because that shit was hot. She knows.
Well, I'm glad you liked that.
Did you like that one?
Yeah, that one was fun. That was for a company called Primal Fetish. I liked the other video I did for them better, but I mean,
What's that one?
That
one? See, like a meerkat perking up from the hole. I go, what's that one? Now I want to know. What's that one?
I was Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman, Danny. Uh-huh. Find me her as Wonder Woman, goddammit.
What a wonder.
I have to see her as Wonder Woman because I love comic books and I love Ravenheart now. So if you put them together, I might have to masturbate again when I go home, and Danny's going to be angry because then he's going to have to hear me talk about it on next week's episode. That's what's going to happen. You spelled it wrong. You wrote Revenhart. Her name's Ravenheart. God damn it. Danny, that's Linda Carter, which, by the way, you know, I think your tits are bigger than Linda Carter's.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah.
Raven's I believe they are.
Raven, how big are your boobies? Because they're pretty big.
36 triple D.
Yeah, they're fucking mine. Dude.
That's pretty big.
In the masseuse video, Joe, she takes off. I'm telling you, this is why men want to fuck nurses and anybody in the medical field. When she's wearing scrubs, right?
Yeah.
You don't notice her tits at all. You don't notice them at all. Like, nothing. Not even a fucking little bit. You go, look at this girl. Like, you see, you notice Raven has a beautiful face.
Absolutely.
A beautiful fucking face.
Yes.
Right? You notice her face, and you're like, oh, she's so fucking hot. Like, that's the girl, like I said. I want a masseuse that looks like that. I never get a masseuse. I get a masseuse that looks like fucking Billy.
Yeah, I know.
Straight out of fucking prison Billy over here. That's what I get.
How come?
I don't know how I came, but I did.
Oh, well, yeah.
You don't tip well.
I give her more than the tip. In that one though, she takes the fucking scrubs off, Joe.
Yeah.
And boom. Titties for days.
The reveal.
Oh my God.
So lovely.
Monstrous tits. Like, they're just huge.
Yes.
And I don't even know. And she's got a nice thick frame. Like, she's curvy. Mm-hmm. She's got a little muscle tone in the arms. You were a dominatrix, right?
Yes.
And you're very much into physical fitness, right?
That is correct. I love the gym.
All right. Don't get too blown out, though. Let me, I want to be the Jiminy Cricket now to tell you, don't get too blown out. Stay Wonder Woman style, cause that's fucking hot. Now, what was the movie you were in as Wonder Woman? What's it called exactly?
I think it's just, I don't know if it's a movie, it's a clip. So the one with the stepson that you saw, like, in the bed, that one.
That's the stepson one, Danny, up there.
Like, the same site, same company.
Alright, go up one more, Danny. Yeah, that one. That's the stepson. Incest only best. See, that's the thing. Like she's in, like, a little t-shirt and a pair of shorts that he gives her. I know the whole plot, Danny. You want me to tell you? They're in a hotel room.
You're ruining it for me.
Let me tell you.
Did you memorize the dialogue?
Oh, yes. There is none.
That's why you memorized it.
It's like oohs and ahs. The only thing is, the thing that pisses me off about this is when,
primal,
like,
fetish.
Yeah, Primal Fetish? Was that the company?
Yes. Okay. That's the Wonder Woman.
All right. So Wonder Woman, Primal Fetish. Somebody will find that in a little bit. But, like, what pisses me off is that, like, I want the stepmom or whatever, you know, in whatever scenario.
Sure.
I want them to look like Ravenheart. I have no problem with Ravenheart. She could be in the, she could be reading the fucking phone book. I'm now in love with her. I have no problem with that. What I have a problem with is always the dude that has the giant cock. Like, why does he have to have a giant cock? Can't he have a normal sized cock?
He's a professional.
Can't the director find a guy with a normal sized fucking hammer and just send him out there?
Yeah, we want some realism.
Yeah, why does he have to, like, cause that dude that plays your stepson.
Because it makes a good visual.
Yeah, but there's no doubt in my mind he's fucking knocking puss away with that thing. Do you understand?
What, the guy who played my stepson?
Yeah, he's got a giant fucking rod. And he's definitely...
Really?
For average humans, okay. Raven, that's a giant peen.
I'll let you out, Eddie.
Yeah, I'm done. Just because I have a clitoris that shoots fucking semen...
I'm telling you.
In comparison, does not mean... That this guy's cock. Look at that! Look at his cock. He's fucking. She's blowing him in the picture, right in the video.
Oh.
Look at them titties. God damn!
My God, I thought it was a baseball bat.
She has fake tits, right? Those are fake tits, right?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me tell you, they move like real tits. Look at the.
Yes, they do.
Look,
I have a good doctor.
Look at the shooting the load. See, and then they're all tuckered out. Yeah, when he's soft, he has nothing. That's what I look like hard. Look at that! Look at the crank on that dude. Are you? That's a normal size cock. Am I the only one looking at that going? Yeah, that's normal.
Yeah,
that's a normal penis.
Yeah, somewhere in
it
Africa.
It is normal.
For you, because you're fucking hot and in the porn industry. For us average people on the outside of town, no. Not really normal. I'm sure every woman looks like you, too. That's an average chick.
There you go.
Yeah, see, this is exactly, that's, oh, it's fucking hot. The thing is, my father died, right? So I can't have anybody, like, if my mother remarries, there's a stepfather. I don't want to fuck a stepfather.
No, you're out of luck.
Yeah, so I have to find somebody, I have to have some scenario. Can you get, like, a step-aunt? Is
sure.
that possible?
Sure.
Who has to die in that scenario for me to get a step aunt?
I don't know.
Well, hey, it's all possible. I mean, about a month ago, I did a scene with my black stepson.
Oh!
So, my black stepson.
And what, the father's giant cock wasn't enough? I wonder if my stepson has a giant rod like my husband.
I certainly hope so.
And then she walks in the room and watch. There it is.
Yeah.
As he's fucking masturbating with his two hands on it. Bastards. I said, that's why I've told you this scenario, Joe. That's why I think slavery happens.
Oh, really?
I think that one white dude saw the black guys were packing and said, we can't unleash that shit.
Oh.
Let's put them to work. We can't fucking just have them out fucking our women.
The Mandingo.
And they were like, get them on the boat. Yeah. We'll bring them over. That's what it was just, I think, I'm telling you, big dicks. I see that kind of sways me now.
So
small to you? What's a small dick? Let's just see. Yeah, Raven. What's a small dick? Oh, there she's a Wonder Woman getting railed.
5-6 inches.
I have Raven has classified my penis as small.
Yes.
I'm just gonna say.
Sorry.
It's all right.
A towel to cry into?
Yes. Can you not give me your fucking crusty semen covered ones?
I don't have any at the moment.
No. See, I live in the real world. I know I am honest about my penis. I have a big fat cock, but I don't have length. I have girth.
But see, that's okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Girth is always good.
Yeah.
That's always way better than having a long pencil.
Yes, I have I have received compliments on what my penis looks like when erect. So, just want to point that out. But, however, I don't like, see, I think I gotta lose more weight because I think I gotta gain more inches. I do think that I have to get the longer cock. Because if I'm ever going to get a girl that looks like Raven Hart, which will never fucking happen,
no.
But if I ever get a girl that looks like that, I need to have a cock that looks like a fucking Chrysler. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I need.
A 56
Chrysler.
Oh, my Chrysler.
God.
Yeah.
A lot of chrome.
Yeah, you need a lot of chrome on that cock. By the way, Raven's birthday is May 12th.
Oh, soon.
Yes.
My birthday party. My real birthday is May 3rd, but we're having a party for me on the 12th.
Well, I'm buying you a 5-inch dildo.
There you go.
That's what I'm buying you. So you can be like, what's this? A paperweight?
What am I going to do with that?
Yes, you can scratch your ass. That's what you can do with that. She's having a birthday party on May 12th at Lure in Hollywood. By the way, fans and industry are invited to come. Details of the party are I have the flyer and I'll put it up, but I don't have it in the way this email is written on that one part. But you can RSVP at info@therubpr.com to be on the guest list. What's going to happen at that party?
Well, who knows? Lots of fun, I hope.
I
have a bunch of people that are coming, and we have a whole area roped off, and we're going to have bottle service, and we're going to have a good time.
And everybody there will have larger than 6-inch penises. Just so you know.
All the men from the industry probably, yes.
That's they're going to have people at the door measuring.
Yeah, check it out.
So if you have a fucking 5-incher, don't go to the party, is all I'm saying.
We'll bring a yardstick.
Unless you got a big girthy one, don't fucking come to the party.
You can get one of those prestigious.
We should get bisexual Marcus to work the door.
Yeah.
Like he'll just go unzip, zip, and nope, sorry, get the fuck to the back of the line.
Sorry.
You take my number, but. Yeah, he doesn't have a lisp. I don't know why when Joe does it, he gives him a lisp.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Sorry, it's either.
Sorry.
According to that's what bisexual Morgan sounds like to Joe. I don't know what that is.
If your nickname ain't meat, don't bother.
All right. Okay. Naughty stepmom enjoys a mouthful.
Okay.
That sounds delightful. Yeah. See, that sounds like a movie I like.
You like blowjob movies?
I love the stepmom stuff. I love that somewhat taboo. I don't want the mother. Like, I don't want, like, my mom fucking me.
Oh, that was...
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want that.
That would be incest.
That's what I'm saying. But I do like the... I like the, like, the idea of a stepmom or an aunt. You know, somebody that's not... or a cousin.
Don't worry. Grandma will be over in a little while.
Yeah. Tell her to bring out her gums.
Cousins are usually pretty safe because they cousin can be
when they, if, as long as they're not first cousins.
You know, yeah, so I mean, they can be twice removed. Yeah. You know? Someone you see, like, from once every 14 years, and it's that's a good cousin.
Me and Dan... while Joe yammers about the fucking that's cousins...
kissing cousin.
Yeah, I'm watching Wonder Woman get chloroformed over here.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what that is?
Fucking awesome.
Yeah,
like she got chloroformed by some dude in a Jason mask. Yeah. I guess. And she's got a Hitachi wand on her puss. So, there you go. That stuff. That happened. Look at them titties, Danny.
Bouncy,
goddamn.
Bouncy.
Every, and who's grabbing her titties?
I don't know,
but somebody just shoved a cock in her fucking unconscious mouth. That's nice. I call
that's the same guy who was my stepson.
See, that's it? And you're telling me that cock is small? Go away. Go away. Look at the rot. Like, look at that. Look at just, Wonder Woman's unconscious. What should we do? Oh, let's fuck her mouth. Okay.
Okay.
I would be that guy in that scenario.
Absolutely.
I swear to God, I'd be like, well, what's Wonder Woman doing? Let's fuck her mouth. What?
You can be like the commentary. Like, yeah, like, was it Mystery Science Theater?
Like Superman would be like, we have to save Wonder Woman. She's passed out and naked over here. And I'd be like, Batman, get the fuck out of the way. We got to fuck her in the mouth.
Let's get her.
If you had to fuck, dude, I would totally fuck Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman's hot. And like,
oh, yeah.
And Raven definitely, you know,
absolutely.
She looks like Wonder Woman.
I'd want to borrow a bracelet.
Yeah. For what?
In case I end up going to prison.
You're crazy.
Blocking the bullets?
You're crazy.
You can't block a shiv.
Yeah. Ah, but it's still. I can practice.
What's Cam Soda?
That's a camming site.
Ooh.
That I go on every once in a while.
Ah.
So we can watch you do naughty stuff to yourself?
Correct. The last time I was on there, I had a squirting contest. Like, people had to, like, we spin the wheel, and then they pick something, and I get to do different things, and then I did a squirting 5-minute private show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Educational.
It's fun.
Do you get, can you put stuff on shelves and shoot at it?
Well, I did knock the headphones off of someone who's a cameraman for that squirting housewife. So I think I probably can.
What's your distance? How good are you at your squirting?
Pretty good, pretty far. Like it shoots.
Is it shoot farther than 5 inches?
Yeah. Oh hell yeah.
See, she still thinks 5 inches is nothing. You see? You see?
I see what you did right there.
You see what I did there? I fucking lured her in.
Yeah, she
had her all talking about squirting, and then I'm like, 5 inches, right?
You gotta do the brawny test, whatever.
Yeah, you gotta do the brawny test. What you gotta do is you gotta get a roll of paper towels. Can you squirt right now? Can you squirt on command?
Well, not just like that, though.
No. Play with yourself. Go ahead. I would never fucking tell you no. What I'm saying is, do you have the ability, like, to just squirt? Like, if you start masturbating right now, would you be able to squirt?
Probably.
Okay. We have to do that. Do you have paper towels in your home?
Oh, Eddie.
Please say yes.
Play the music, Eddie.
I have paper towels.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the kitchen, go get the paper towel, bring the whole roll off the thing. Go ahead. I'm telling you right now, we're going to play a game, but it's going to be a different version of Masturbate Theater. Ooh. But we're gonna play it.
Something new.
You go get the paper towels. I'll play the theme song for Masturbate Theater. Okay, Riff?
Okay.
Okay, she's giggling. It's gonna be a little pee-pee in this fucking, in this squirt. I'm telling you right now. Come on.
What?
And now,
Ham Radio presents Masturbate Theater.
All right, so we have Raven Hart on the phone. She has no clue what we're about to do. She has maybe a little bit.
I think she knows.
We told her to go get a roll of paper towels, and we're going to see if she can squirt. Now, what we did this back in Philly. Danny was alluding to the thriller To Make Vanilla.
Ooh.
When we had people take these supposedly enhancing things. One was celery. We were reading up on how if you ate this stuff, can you shoot your load better? And what we did was we measured it by paper towel sheets.
Whoa, okay.
Okay? So you take the paper towels, you roll them out like it's a magic carpet, and each block is, you know, counts as a point. Pretty much.
Okay.
So, if Raven, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. So, Raven, feel free to start masturbating at any time, which is pretty much the motto for this show.
We'll do it with you, Raven.
We'll do it, yes. Everybody, take your dicks out.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's time to masturbate.
Okay.
And let us know how many sheets it takes.
Yes, that's what we're going to do. So, now, what you're going to do is you're going to get, when you're ready to squirt, you tell us, take your time, do whatever you gotta do, Hitachi wand, my face, whatever the fuck you gotta use to masturbate. And then I want you to shoot, but I want you to shoot over the paper towels, and I want you to count how many blocks of paper towels it takes, and then we'll see if you'll then hold the record.
Yeah. True.
So then she'll have the point leading.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next squirter we have on has to beat Ravenheart's score.
Yeah.
Do you understand that you're going to go down in the annals of history as the point leader
in the Brawny test.
In the squirting game.
Do women use
the
hot
squirting
rocks?
The squirting survival game. What happened?
Do women use hot rocks?
I don't know if she's using hot rocks. Well. Do you have any performance enhancing drugs in your system?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so she's au naturel, Joe.
Okay.
It's an au naturel pussy.
Okay.
Which you're gonna now,
you know,
now
we check, you know.
Now do you now how are you masturbating right now?
With my hand.
All right, can now so is your pussy wet? Have we gotten you at least are you excited a little bit?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. Everybody calm down. She's wet.
You're a good sport, lady.
Calm down.
Tell you.
Joe, don't fuck this up.
I'll be good. I promise.
Turn him off.
I'll be good.
Danny, go get my water that just shot across the room.
Turn him off so we get turned on.
Well, let's see. Well, she's masturbating right now.
Yeah.
Can you put the phone near your vagina so I can hear the moisture?
Okay. I don't know if you can hear anything.
I don't know. Good. Let's see what happens for shits and giggles.
Yeah. Ooh, is that you?
Thus she blows.
Yeah.
All right, so when you're ready, how long does it usually take you to squirt?
It depends. Sometimes like a minute, sometimes 10.
Fuck it, we're going to extra innings.
That's it.
Do you want to really get into it? We'll lay back off the microphones, but you gotta be loud when you're playing with yourself. We wanna hear, like, you. I wanna hear you. So, please, let's just take, I don't know, let's take a random name, Eddie. And, when you're moaning, I wanna hear, oh, Eddie.
Oh, Eddie.
And then when you squirt, you have to count the paper towel boxes.
And you can play that for your girlfriend, Eddie.
Yeah.
Eddie?
Yeah, so
just
you.
Eddie.
Just Eddie. Oh, you can say Uncle Eddie with your 5-inch cock. Whatever you want to do. I mean, whatever
Uncle
you.
Eddie.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. Yeah. Make it real dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Make it sound like I'm your uncle.
Yeah.
Oh. This is gonna be good, Billy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
By the way, just so you know, so the people playing at home, while Raven Hart is masturbating right now with her sexy ass hand on her wet pussy right now. She has the paper towels are rolled out. Mm-hmm. She's going to attempt the squirting record. We're going to now set up the record. Remember, like, what was that, Top Gear? Where they used to race the car and then they would have the record of how fast? She's going to hold the record. We're going to now make the record. Okay. It's going to be the Raven Heart record. All right? And then somebody's going to have to – the next squirter is going to have to beat her in this event. All right, so I'm going to lay back. You freaking, you know, go ahead, masturbate. Remember, Uncle Eddie. And feel free to make as much noise as humanly possible. And when you're about to squirt, tell us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Raven. Knock him out of the park. Go ahead. Baby.
I just squirted.
You just squirted?
Yeah.
Nice. All right. No, wait. Now we need you. We need you to count the boxes of paper towels.
Okay.
All right. So see how far the squirt. You know, the trajectory of the squirt. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, Billy. You weren't here. Okay. What, Billy?
How many squares?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Wow.
Six squares. Round of applause. Six squares.
Yeah.
Of paper towels.
That's championship caliber.
It has to be now. It's the top of the top.
It's the
Raven Heart record.
Yeah, I could never
Six
do that.
Boxes, Danny. Yeah. Six boxes. She has squirted an incomparable.
Wow.
Six boxes. Never to be beaten until the next person tries to beat it.
Never.
But right now, she's at the top of the leaderboard in the squirting dicathlon, or whatever it is. I just made that. Is that a word, dicathlon?
No. Yeah, it can be.
All right, well, fuck it.
For you.
It's a word now. Beautiful. Six fucking boxes. She's got length on that shot.
I do. Mm. I told you I do.
She could shoot Kennedy. She's good.
Back into the left.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
She's a sharpshooter.
Raven Heart Oswald shooting the magic bullet out of her vagina.
Yeah,
if she was in the book depository, Joe,
yes,
and shot down,
I'm telling
she
you,
could have hit right there. She could have bank shot. And she could have probably took out Jackie, too. I'm just saying.
I'll tell you.
Era, she would shoot me in the face.
She would knock the pillbox hat
right off her head.
Wow, you guys are tough.
While you're cleaning up, please plug away, Raven.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say? Before we all masturbate to this later. So what else do you want to plug? Anything you want to plug?
Let's see. Plug my Instagram and my Twitter.
Yeah.
Those are always good. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Miss Raven Heart, MissRavenHart. And let's see. What else?
Squirtin' Housewives?
I have a store. It's cammodelstore.com/Raven Heart, and I saw all kinds of stuff on there, even panties that have been squirted on and all kinds of things like that.
We're going to need a pair and hang up. We should have, that's what we should have. We should have the board should be just soiled panties.
There
Joe.
You go.
Have her send you the paper towels. Yeah.
Send us the paper towels and your panties.
Yeah, we'll sell them on eBay.
Don't worry, your PR your PR person can give you the mailing address if you need it. And we'll get like a shadow box and we'll hang it up in the studio and that'll be the Raven Heart six box squirt.
Yeah.
Let's see who can
beat that. A pair of panties with a picture.
Nice. Joe, we're getting a pair of panties for the studio.
I love it.
Put it right. We'll find a spot and we'll put them up.
We'll make a display case.
Damn right. She's the leader, dude. She's on the leaderboard.
Absolutely.
She. When you make a movie like The Squirting Housewives 2, Electric Squirtaloo, all right, when you do that, when you make a movie like that, you have to back it up. And there's no way that Raven Heart just didn't back it up right now.
I agree.
She just shot six boxes of paper towels, dude.
We have credibility.
We have credibility.
And that was on short notice.
Yeah, that was just, you need me to fucking masturbate? See, it's because I used the Uncle Eddie thing.
That's true.
That's what happened. She got all excited.
Imagine if she ate asparagus.
I know. It sounded like a fucking faucet down there, Joe.
Yeah, sure.
I never eat asparagus before I'm going to shoot.
See? Damn right.
That'll do it.
That's the same thing Lee Harvey Oswald said. It's the exact same thing. See, I'm more like a Jack Ruby. I shoot close.
That's true. Yeah.
She shoots long range. I shoot close. That's what it is. Raven Hart, by the way, is everywhere. Just Google Raven Hart. Check out all her Instagram, her Twitter, her Facebooks, her movies, her cammodelstore.com.
You will not be disappointed.
/ Raven Hart. And check out everything that is Raven Hart, because mark my words, she's going to be the next big thing. She's a newbie, but she's talented. She can squirt. What else do you need, people? She was Wonder Woman. She was chloroformed. Come on!
She is Wonder Woman.
She is Wonder Woman. Some people in porn, you wonder if they are women.
That's
this
right.
This one, you don't wonder.
And Caitlyn Jenner.
Damn right. With a mangina. Yeah. Fucking... crazy.
Yeah.
Not my fucking Raven Hart, my new imaginary girlfriend. No, not her. Damn right. Raven, thanks for being on the show, you. Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for putting up with our shit.
Yes, sir.
Round of applause.
Yeah.
For the beautiful Raven Hart. Thank you, baby.
Thanks.
She was fun.
I love her.
Yeah. She was a lot of fun.
I'm going to marry her. Yeah. Everyone be quiet now. We have to go to break.
Okay.
It's the Ham Radio Show.
Okay.
I'm going to go get a towel and clean up.
Okay.
Everyone else relax. We'll be right back after these words.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Duda out of your asshole. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise...
Ham Radio.
Holy shit.
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Leno's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
The Tony Batman's Entertainment News is a website dedicated to bringing you all the news that is sexy. Everything you need to know from the gentlemen's club industry, adult movie industry, music, and sexy celebrity updates. Check out one of the top 10 adult news sites in the world at entertainmentnews.com or simply tonybatman.com. The Entertainment News is updated for your viewing pleasure 10 to 12 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. If it's sexy and entertaining, it's on the Entertainment News.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three. Hell, bring in a blowout of four. It doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What, are you stupid?
We get in trouble wherever we go. But when we want to feel great about ourselves, we go to DallasNovelty.com. That's right, DallasNovelty.com, where sex is for everybody. That's right. And if you act now and type in the promo code HAMRADIO, you get 15% off your final purchases. That's right, 15% off your final purchases. All you have to do is go to DallasNovelty.com. Pick some stuff out. Buy some anything. A vibrator. A feather tickler. Whatever you're into. Type in the promo code HAMRADIO and boom, 15% off your purchase. You can't beat it. It's amazing. You can thank us later. It is DallasNovelty.com. And remember, Dallas Novelty, sex is for everybody. Now I'm just gonna boogaloo to the break. Here's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up. Come on.
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Caitlyn Jenner sat down with Diane Sawyer to discuss the final operation that completes her gender change. Wheaties cereal will be releasing a new box with her picture on it, made in a factory that also has zero traces of nuts. Elton John's canceled a series of gigs as he continues to recover from a bacterial infection. You'd think all the years of handling meat without gloves, this would have happened a lot sooner. Paparazzi caught up with Wesley Snipes for his opinion on the greenlit remake of 1992's White Men Can't Jump. As an in-flight movie, I'm sure we'll find people of all ethnicities will want to jump. Amber Heard is officially dating famed technology billionaire Elon Musk. Based on their activism, the two would make a great couple, as Amber Heard fights against domestic violence, and married and divorced to the same woman twice, Musk is clearly big on recycling. And that's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up. Follow us on Twitter, at Rock and Wrap Up.
Show Where, by the way, Marcus is in the Facebook Live suite saying that he wants to taste her squirt.
Ooh.
Talking about the hashtag Spank Bank Girl of the Week. Raven Hart, who was phenomenal on today's show. You can check out the pictorial up at HamRadioShow.com, the Spank Bank Girl of the Week pictorial. Down, down, you've been struck by a smooth criminal. Danny did a good job on that. Also, she is the hands down the record holder. She six paper towels, Danny, six boxes. So she now holds the record. The Raven Hart record, if you think you can break it, please tell us.
Send your videos.
Send your squirting videos.
To Joe.
To Joe, directly into his mailbox.
There will be prizes.
Yes. You're not going to like them, but there will be prizes. By the way, just to wrap up the show, on a weird note.
Get out of here.
Besides Mark Zuckerberg, who's sending the Facebook Gestapo after us. Stealthing. Anyone else hear about this?
Well, what's this all about?
Stealthing. It's the newest dangerous sex trend.
Ooh.
Stealthing is, it's actually disturbing. It is fucking weird and disturbing. And it doesn't really fucking make sense because it's a consensual act.
Oh, that's not good.
Like so that's basically rape.
It pretty much. It's weird.
But we got to give it a nice name now because,
stealthing.
You know, anything else would be not good.
Stealth.
All right, the act of stealthing, okay, is when a guy is fucking a chick, right?
Okay.
And he decides that he's going to take off the condom.
All right.
During the sex.
Oh.
That's stealthing. When a man secretly removes his condom in the middle of sex.
And impregnates her without her knowing.
Well, that's
no,
the thing.
That's possible too.
It is a form of sexual assault and should be treated as such.
I would think so.
This is out here, reported. This came from the Columbia Journal of Gender and Law. Even more troubling online is the online community, that there are guys out there.
Yeah.
That are saying that they're encouraging other dudes to stealth.
To do this.
They're encouraging men out there to stealth their partners. The perpetrators are telling them, you know, it doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You know, a condom's a condom and a hole is a hole, quite frankly.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, fucking somebody and you remove the condom, one of the goals, this is a quote from, I'm trying to read this fucking thing at the same time. Not the part I was reading. Let's read above that.
Okay.
Because they believe the guys that are, the perpetrators who are, spreading the wonderful word of the stealthing, are saying that it's because they believe it's a man's right to spread one's seed.
Hmm. There's so many connotations to this. I mean, there's disease involved.
Right.
You know, there's...
Well, there's a lot of shit involved because there's impregnation. That's the scariest one.
Yeah.
To me, the scariest one is the fact that if, you know, you're fucking a chick, like, it's scary when a condom breaks.
Yeah.
Let alone you're fucking abroad and you take, your brain says, let's take the condom off. And shoot your load.
So,
you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, even if you don't shoot inside, right? Because that's, you know, where some dudes, because they're stupid.
Okay.
Some dudes think that, oh, well, I didn't come inside of her, so I can't get her pregnant. Pre-cum is cum. It has semen in it.
It has swimmers.
It has swimmers. They can make it up the canal.
Chances are less, though.
Not really.
Well,
Not really, dude. It's cum.
Yo, it's like guys, I've only had sex with her once. She can't be pregnant.
Yeah, you can't be you can't be almost pregnant.
Well, isn't it like, you know, out of all the zillions of guys that you're sending up, only like one guy gets in there, like, you know?
Well, dude, that might be the guy in the beginning there.
Dude, I knew a kid the first time he ever had sex, he knocked up his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, first time. Yeah, first time in high school, he fucked her the first time and knocked her up. So anything is possible.
Oh,
is my point.
I agree. Yeah.
So if you're going to go out there and fuck,
there are Italians in there.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to go out there and fuck, you got to make sure you're going to, you know, don't be silly. Cover it, Willie.
Yeah.
You got to go out there and make sure that you're wearing a raincoat because that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like honestly, but, there have been times I came inside of girls and I'm like, why did I do that?
Well, you're talking about doing casual sex, like a casual, like what's...
Well, that's
what a lot of these guys are doing.
Yeah, they want to spread their seed.
Yeah, but then they're responsible for children. They have to...
They're not responsible. They knock up roots. That's what they do.
So, in other words, they run away after this? You can't find them anymore?
Could be.
There's courts of law that make them pay child support.
Dude, I know a dude who keeps having children.
Yeah.
And I keep saying, what the fuck?
I know people like that, too.
Stop having kids.
Yeah. They keep making them.
They keep making babies.
And they don't support them.
Yeah. Right. So, like, it's weird, quite frankly,
yeah,
that there are people out there who think that it's a good idea because they believe in a man's right to spread one's seed. When the fuck did we get this right?
There's a lot of mini-me's
around
there.
And I don't want it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you right now. I've come inside of three girls.
Sounded just like that.
Exactly. Three girls that I can remember. One was on fucking massive birth control. And she had polycystic ovaries, so she couldn't get pregnant.
Oh.
That was a plus. Another one that...
Good thing you helped that along.
Yes. with a hammer.
Was this when you were in jail?
When I was in jail with Billy.
Yeah.
Billy, we would do conjugals over at the female prison.
Good for you.
Yeah.
And Billy was like, just come inside of them. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, Billy, because you're a prison guy.
They love to get pregnant.
Billy's like, it's called stealthing. Let me show you.
That's right.
It's actually nothing new. It has been going on for a while.
People have done it forever.
Just give it a name now, you know.
But before...
I've never heard of... taking it off during.
Well, the idea was you start out with it, then, you know, when you get close or you're like whatever, you're not comfortable with the condom on anymore. You take it off and,
Well, I don't know how a woman...
Yeah, but see, that's different. Business.
You're not comfortable.
Wouldn't a woman
it's different than going,
difference?
I want to spread my seed.
Right, but that's what people
used to do. That's two different arguments.
Reminds
yeah.
I'm not saying they're the same.
Remind me never to fuck Billy. I'll tell you that right now.
Reminds me of an episode of fucking Law & Order SVU where John Stamos is the villain and he wants to keep spreading his seed.
And he
has 1,000, like, kids with different women and they catch him.
It's all that yogurt.
Benson catches him in the bathroom about the fucking chick and he's poking a hole in the condom wrapper in the fucking pinhole.
It's like yogurt.
Yeah.
No one else bought that.
I said it must be all the yogurt because he does all those yogurt commercials.
He was slinging yogurt. I'll tell you that right now.
That's right.
His purple-headed fucking yogurt slinger.
His purple-headed warrior into her mounds of loaf pudding.
The giggle says that's one of the many reasons why casual sex is unwise.
Yeah.
Well, not if you're fucking going in there with a battle plan. I don't want to stop people from having casual sex. Have casual
just
sex.
Keep
it's
the damn,
fun.
Just keep the damn rubber on.
Yeah. What the fuck? How hard is that? I mean, if you're going to fuck a girl that you don't know.
Never send your soldier into battle without its helmet on.
Damn right.
Or some other protective equipment.
Yes.
Here's a shield.
Giggles old thing.
Some Saran wrap. Good luck.
Yeah, Giggles, women are always the ones who pay the price. Well, duh. I can't disagree with you on that one. What the fuck? Of course. If there's a dude going out there with the presence of mind that in his plan is he's gonna go find a broad, fuck her, and then come inside of her because he's gonna stealth her and take off the condom. Like, he convinces her, hey!
No, they take it off secretly.
No. Points at it and says it's on.
Right.
Fucks her. Like, she watches him put it on.
Yes. She probably
fucks
helped it along.
And then, like, a weird, demented David Copperfield, he goes, and the fucking condom's gone.
Right. When they're switching positions, it fills
up. Yeah, and then he starts banging her in the old twatazool. And then, boom, he shoots his load, which is fucking, like, that's rape. I mean, to me, I would say that's
that
rape.
That guy's an asshole.
But then again, people like Maury and Springer and all of them other shows, they wouldn't have anybody on. There would be nobody to be on the shows.
But hold on. I'm reading the article at the same time. And it's like a no shit fucking part of the article, but I think it's worth reading. Not only does stealthing leave the victim vulnerable to pregnancy or STIs, no shit, it causes the same type of emotional, physical, and financial harm that stems from other more clearly defined violent sex acts. One of the victims that were interviewed in this piece called the act rape adjacent. I don't think it's rape adjacent. I think it's rape. There is no way, shape, or form that if I'm fucking a woman and I decide just to take off the condom, that's okay.
Right.
She did not give the okay, therefore she's not saying yes, therefore she's saying no, and therefore I'm raping her at that point.
Yes.
How is it rape adjacent? It's not a condo in the Dumbo section of Brooklyn. It's fucking rape.
Subletting.
Yes.
You're subletting your boys.
It's rape. There's no other way, shape, or form about it. It's rape. Another victim described what happened with her partner as a blatant violation of what we agreed to.
There you go.
See, that's another thing. Now you're also making it bad for us.
Now, before you have casual sex, you got to fill out an agreement, waivers, forms, and all kinds of shit.
Please initial here. I need a picture, a hair sample, and DNA.
Yes, yes. Give me your fingerprint and,
Because you're fucking it up for everybody else. That's another thing. That's the other side of this coin.
Fucking it up for the next guy.
Exactly. You're fucking it up for every guy who wants to get random pussy.
Yeah.
Like, if you go out and get random pussy, if you're lucky enough that a woman decides you're the one she wants to get naked with.
Because you're the last guy at the bar.
Exactly. All right? And now she has decided to let her morals down enough to let you into her fucking panties.
Two bottles of tequila.
Exactly. All right? And you get to actually have the gift of fucking. And then you decide to take it upon yourself to be a dick and stealth the shit out of her. That is rape.
But
there should be charges filed. You have fucked it up for everybody because now every woman automatically is going to go, he's going to rape me. I feel a stealthing coming on.
Yeah, but how many people would have fucking like consensual sex without a condom?
Right.
Get pregnant and then all of a sudden start filing fucking charges because she's pissed at the fucking guy.
Right. But that's one thing.
You're saying an after one? Like an afterthought rape?
No, yeah, but like,
goes, hey, well, I don't like
let's
this.
Just say you're banging a chick, pregnant. Right? And you're not using the condom. You both agree on it. Maybe, you know, you're just having casual sex regularly. You knock her up.
Okay.
Then you piss her off. So to get back at you, she fucking accuses you now of this new law you just came up with.
Well, see, now you're treading on thin ice because I always say that women have that fucking ability that we don't. A woman can look, I understand. Please send your letters to Joe, not to me. But a woman has the ability to scream rape. I don't. Really, I don't. Because
Come to prison with me and I'll show you.
Hi-yo!
Uh-huh.
Billy's making prison movies. I'm just saying, I don't have that ability. Like a woman, like perfect example. And I don't mean to cut Billy off, but I really have to bring this up because it's the perfect show of what happened. You saw that Uber video where the guy was getting yelled at and she was screaming.
Right.
And she goes, the first thing the girl says, I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to tell them that you raped me.
Yeah.
And she's like pulling out her clothes to make it. She did not know she was being recorded by
the
guy. Okay. That is the scariest
fucking
weapon.
That's their weapon.
It's a weapon. And I know that there are women that are fucking listening to this program and they're mad right now that I just said that, but it is true. It is a weapon. There are women out there that don't have the same scruples.
It's not all women, but
I am not painting with a broad fucking paintbrush here. Yeah.
What that does is fuck it up for the women that actually do get raped.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Sure.
Exactly. You're belittling that's my argument about when a fucking teacher fucks a 17-year-old. And I go, is it really rape?
Well, yeah.
Because you're calling that rape is like really fucked up because of other women who actually get raped and they get really fucked up rape.
Well, you got this 15-year-old who was supposedly kidnapped by her teacher.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, there's obviously a love thing there. You know, she went voluntarily.
Correct. So allegedly, she had like these secret email messages and a whole separate thing.
Now this guy is.
Nor are we, by the way, blaming the victims. I'm going to cut that shit off.
That's one thing that.
Yeah, I'm cutting that off before somebody fucking says something.
Women went through that forever. Yeah. Where they were the ones always blamed for getting raped. Yeah. Then the laws started to change a little so like they could actually persecute and do it properly.
I thought in Tennessee, you were allowed to get married at 12 years old or 13 years old. Like, what happened with Jerry Lee Lewis and all those people? You know, when you do that.
But he wasn't 50 at the time, was he?
Nor was he raping her.
No, he was still he was an adult. He was no kid.
Right. He was an adult. He was
in his mid-20s.
Right, Jerry Lee Lewis also was fucking his cousin.
His cousin,
That's what we're talking about.
No. Not just he was fucking a kid. He was fucking his cousin.
He was like 13.
It's way many levels of fucked up.
Yeah.
And he married her. He was 13 and he married her.
Most of the cousins I hang out with are dudes. Yeah. I don't get to fuck them.
But I mean, like.
You gotta go to jail.
I mean, what?
You gotta go to prison.
You gotta go to prison.
Give it a shot. Don't worry, you'll like it.
Billy will explain this to us. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think the Mormons do that. Don't they marry 12-year-olds or something?
Well, the Mormon, that's their religion, though. Because then you're going to get me into a whole religion argument where I always say that every religion's stupid, which it is, because it's a belief system.
And not all Mormons are polygamous.
That's true.
No, I know that, but I'm saying...
Look at Donnie Osmond, yeah.
Nor are they all blonde.
Yeah.
Ohio. Mm. Nor are they all well hung.
Talking from experience.
I spoke out of turn. It is rape, though, point blank. And now, of course, Trish... is listening to the show.
When we
needed her on fucking Friday, she wasn't around.
Where were you, kid, when we needed you? Was right.
Yeah. Trish, one day we have to play fucking Dumb as a Potato, and you have to be ready to go, and we got to play this, because we were trying to explain the whole beginning of the fucking Sausage Party Friday, which, by the way, you can go download. Is that at hamradioshow.com?
Unfilteredradionetwork.com.
Unfilteredradionetwork.com. Sorry, it's at one of my many fucking places.
I think it's on Facebook, too.
I don't know if the actual... You want to download the show, and you want to listen to it. So go to unfilteredradionetwork.com and get the show itself. But the whole beginning was us trying to explain Trish to the two Jews.
They didn't believe you.
They didn't believe us. They didn't believe the things... That's how rare you are, Trish. They didn't understand how betterer Trish is.
Yeah.
They didn't get it. They just didn't. They couldn't fathom it. We couldn't put it into words enough for them to describe. Because I know if I was fucking Trish.
Because our comments weren't available at the time.
Yeah. If I was fucking Trish, I would not take off the condom. I would probably wear a full rain slicker if I was fucking Trish.
Feel like the Naked Gun, yeah, the full body
full
condom.
Full body condom.
Full body condom on.
Full body.
Right.
I practice safe sex.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Billy never seen the Naked Gun, I guess.
Billy doesn't see movies.
Huh?
He's too busy in prison.
Yeah, they don't have that.
They only give him an hour for the wreck.
How many conjugal visits could you have
in an hour? Giggles, if Billy was in prison, would you come by and fuck him? That's a good question.
If you had
somebody watch the kids and Billy's in prison, would you come by and give him a conjugal visit? That's one thing I would like to know.
Why am I going to jail for something?
You might. Who knows? The night's still young.
I don't plan on it.
Who the fuck knows?
I don't know.
While she's trying to figure that out, I want to say another thank you to our Spank Bang Girl of the Week.
Yeah.
Ravenheart.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, she's a name you're going to want to fucking write down.
Yeah.
It's a name. She's the next big thing. She's the Brock Lesnar of porn. That's what she's going to be. She's going to be a name that everyone's going to be talking about. Because she, as you can tell on this show, she was fun.
Funny.
She was funny. She was intellectual when she was talking. Mm-hmm. She had great little comments. It was good stuff.
Not just the pretty face.
She fucking broke a world record, or at least a record from the show today. She set a record.
Bill, if you go to prison, you're going to have to find a man because she would dump you.
Yeah. Right. No jailbirds.
No jailbirds.
No jailbirds. Keep some giggles when you go, while Billy's not there.
Get unofficial than that.
I'm going to need you to go get the paper towels. And see if you can beat 6 boxes. I don't know. Trish, do you squirt? Giggles, do you squirt? That's our question before we get out of here. They say every woman squirts. I don't believe it.
They have the ability. Yeah. They just have to figure out how to tap it and
What is it?
Unfurl it.
What is it? The fucking force?
Yeah. The force be with you.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And remember, Joe.
Yeah.
If you're gonna fuck that chicken, please, remember, don't play any music from Sony.
I'm gonna stealth it.
Stuff it. Until then, I say AMF, my friends. That means adios, motherfucker!
Listen, caveman, stop beating on the drum.
Me like pussy! Danny, tell him what to do! Come on!
Why are you chasing?
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.